Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus, which is, Romans 10:8, what is nigh thee, even in my mouth, in my heart, word of faith which I preach, you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And this is the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. What a wonderful thing for human beings to believe. I would like to speak to you about false prophets. 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, for many, but try the spirits, for they be of God. For many false prophets are gone into the world. I've been in the ministry since January 1980. I met all kinds. I met one man that said he was the Word of God. What he was saying, I'm Jesus. I threw him right out of my meeting. I heard of David Koresh, who confessed to be Jesus. He burned up in a fire. Amen. That's a Waco. I've been all kinds. I've had all kinds come to my meetings. I've been in the building that I'm presently in since January 1, 1981, doing public service to God. I've had many come. Profess to be this and that. Profess to be Christians. Confess to be prophets. Confess to be apostles. Confess to be evangelists. They confess to have all kinds of ministries. But back in the 1980s, had a man come and he spent 2 hours on a Sunday afternoon at my platform after a meeting, pointing to Jeremiah chapter 1, telling me he was a prophet. I never believed he was a prophet. Not whatsoever did I believe that he was a prophet. The spirit with him was not that the spirit of a prophet. Today I talked about Babylon. Babylon crucified Jesus. Revelation 18. The angel spoke to Babylon the Great, the habitation of devils. Thank God. The hold of every foul spirit. Amen. And the place of unclean and hateful birds. Unclean and hateful birds. That's Revelation 18. That's Babylon. That is the spirit that crucified Jesus. All the religions of the world, all of them, come forth from Babylon, confusion. That's why they don't teach the truth. Praise God. But this spirit that came to my ministry was always trying to convince me that it's the Spirit of God. In July of 2008, when God visited Water of Life, visited my ministry in a powerful way on a Sunday morning, and after I had prayed, manifested himself with a white winged dove, a young baby, thank God, who was a sign that a son should come forth out of my loins. And he will. After I shared that, this false prophet of those came up to my pulpit and said, "I have something I want to say. Speak on. You know, I'll let you speak." He said, "God will most certainly give you this son, John D. He gave me a son and gave me his name, and he'll do just exactly what you're saying. The man is a false prophet." It was the devil talking out of his mouth. It wasn't God. He wanted to hold himself out to be some great one. Some great one. I don't know where he'll go, but false prophets all go to the pit. Amen. All go to the pit. That man would have been better if he'd never been born. God bless you. Good night. Your nation.